The Purple Project Podcast here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here, the host of the Purple Project Podcast here. Another morning here. Thankful to be once again talking to all of you guys who are part of K-State Nation. And got another daily for you guys, folks. This one, tennis, not a good weekend this past weekend for neither baseball or tennis. I already talked about baseball getting swept by Texas Tech. Well, K-State tennis did not fare much better, unfortunately, for them. Talked about it last week on this daily podcast. They're going to face tennis, women's tennis, talking about they're facing Baylor last Friday in Texas last Sunday. Well, they only got one win out of those matches. And again, guess who got that 1 point? Senior Maria Linares does it again, showing out once again, getting that 1 point. That's not the first time she's done that in losing efforts this year for women's tennis, but they get swept, including losing to Baylor, number 21 Baylor, on Friday 4-1, and then they get swept by Texas on last Sunday there on their road trip there as well here. I had it for a moment. There we go. And that's not what I wanted here. Texas, actually, they came in there number 4th in the country. Sound familiar? that's what K-State baseball faced. But instead, it was the other Texas college team. Texas Tech was number 4th ranked last weekend. And what they did to them, especially that devastating come-from-behind win there on last Sunday as well. So not a good weekend at all. K-State drops to 9-11 on the campaign, only 1-7 in Big 12 play there in the Texas Longhorns now. 16-4 in eye-popping 7-1 in Big 12 play as well. Accordingly, a little change-up in the doubles pairing there for Jordan Smith, head coach of the women's team. Anna Turco and Iona Gregorita were paired up over the weekend, but they dropped their doubles matches, and I'm not even going to say the name. I ain't going to try it. They sound a lot like Russian names. Let's just put it that way. But I will say their first names, Vivian O and Sabrina Z. They lost, got swept by them 6-1 in their matches there. Dariana Ariova and the sophomore Mimiti Yukita also got swept by Charlotte C. and Kylie Collins of Texas there in their spots there. That was the number 2 spot. 6-0 there. And then, of course, our favorite pairing on this podcast, Marion Job and Lernardes. They were locked up, tied up. They had probably the positive part there of this match there with Peyton Cerns and Aria Z, who they were like the number 11 pairing in the nation there as well. A pretty impressive job there. But Job got swept there in a competitive match against Collins there, 6-4, 6-3. Linares couldn't hold up against the number third individual there in Stearns, 6-1, 6-2 there. Gregory Hita lost to Charlotte C. 6-2, 6-1 there as well. Pretty much straightforward, no match. Obviously Texas, when you think about them, obviously, maybe for the exception of football, no pun intended, they're pretty damn competitive there. And by the way, we got to play, their baseball team comes here on Thursday. Damn, the K-State baseball team is coming off of a sweep and definitely come off of a game that they should have won. They should have won that game against Texas Tech, the third and final game of that weekend series last weekend. Came a bit short there, allowing Texas Tech to come back and win it in the bottom of the ninth inning, 7-6. So we'll have to see how that fares there. But K-State, they're going to have to work cut out from there. They're 2 games under .500 here going into their next match here. They're going to finish up their regular season on the road this weekend in Lawrence to play their in-state rival KU on Saturday at Jayhawk Tennis Center. Everything will begin at 12 Central Time. So we'll see if they can right the ship and really kind of cap their regular season on a high note. You always want to beat your in-state rival. You always want to do that. They took care of Wichita State, this K-State tennis team, a few weeks back at home. Difference is they got to go on the road. They have not really played that well on the road. I don't think they have a win in conference play. So they're going to do it. All matters if they can get KU. That's for sure. Especially on the road. So we'll see how they fare. Jordan Smith's team fares as they wrap up the regular season this weekend. The Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Be on the lookout, folks. We're going to be recording episode 96 of the Pro Project Podcast weekly edition this week. With me and my co-host Alex Aiden. Alex Aiden, of course, he doesn't live here in Manhattan, Kansas. He lives out in San Diego, California, where, of course, the Padres will be playing my Braves this weekend. Got to throw that in there as well. A couple big weekends for me this weekend, of course, with Braves playing Padres. And that's part of a crucial first road trip for the Atlanta Braves. And then, of course, me next weekend. And I'll have a preview of that. Going to Oklahoma City to participate, well, not participate, running in the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. So a lot more on that to come on this edition on the Pro Project Podcast, which you can find that wherever you get your podcast as well. You want to make sure you tell your friends about this podcast. If you're living in Manhattan, Junction City, Waumego, Kansas City, or outside of the Midwest region, you definitely want to make sure you add this to your collection of K-State podcasts. That's going to do it for me, Eddie Greer. Go Cats! Another edition of the Pro Project Podcast in the books.